April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Russell Thorburn lives in Marquette, Michigan with his son and wife. A recipient of a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship in Poetry, he teaches at Northern Michigan University and is an independent manuscript editor and consultant. He was also the first Upper Peninsula Poet Laureate and is also a musician.
Somebody said, Edgar Allan Poe is coming home. His arm out the window, a cigarette with a swirl of wind-blown ash, in a Buick with high beams cross-eyed, up in the hurricane-whipped trees. His voice louder than the radio of white noise, saying, America is a country about which I understand everything and nothing. Words not from his own poem, but Campbell McGrath's found crumpled and crazily underlined to death at a gas station. Old love, if you are me or I am you, then we should pay attention to funeral birds caught in the headlights of Edgar Allan Poe, one of them for sure to be the raven. By Annabel Lee, we huddle alongside the road on a pilgrimage to secret places, the cold contributing to separate times we committed suicide, but your laughter erases those threads. Wanting more of me, but always afraid to say yes, and us watching, Edgar's eyes a porter, cheeks pinch as he returns home in his Electra with dual horns and gives us a honk, knowing earthly love lasts only as long as a ride in a Buick, his head thrown back in another kingdom of the sea. We are junked out on Plutonian shores, the unmerciful disaster of politics, and dream. Jim Harrison dines on oysters in heaven. His one-eyed gargoyle opening up to one more poem by Yesenin, as if Jim suspected all along the trouble politics could bring to a simple man before diabetes cocked its sugary gun up to his temple. We all miss Jim Harrison, searching for small gods and poems. His sudden, unexplained visits to the Upper Peninsula. We stand on the roadside, begging Poe, with his mottled under-eye veins and House of Usher mustache, to open his door and shelter us from the cold, his lighter once again aglow, like we have stumbled from unforgettable bars 30 years ago, when the smoke on our skin didn't matter. Jack Kerouac, as a ghost of so many failed screenplays, walks around North Hollywood. Old guy now, with a dogged look, his floppy cap pulled down over his beagle ears, and in his own heartbreaking script of a nightmare he can't shake, the writer's flung from some long-forgotten prizefighter's ring down a street in North Hollywood. Dawn's at manic time when love hurts, and he slept in a garbage-strewn alley and woken to a Mexican watering his lawn. Hello, senor, the hose in his hand says. Now get away before something bad happens to you. Old guy Kerouac, with his cap trying to cover all his sins, nods his head, buries both hands in the dark lint of his trouser pockets. I stand there on the other side of the street.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.